Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
We've talked about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss having a lot of success in the transfer portal and who they've been able to bring in and add to their roster. I wonder, does this season, after three straight Sweet 16s, two Elite Eights, and one Sweet 16 last year, do big wigs at the University of Arkansas who have contributed to the basketball side of things of NIL rethink their investment for next year? That is something I think has to be thought about because you've only known success the last 3 years. You saw in the first season they got the 20 wins. You're like, okay, there's possibility here. And then it was Elite Eight, Sweet 16. People who invest money want to see an ROI. For some, an ROI is just postseason success like we've seen the last 3 years. Does this season, it's not entirely over, like you said, something can happen. We don't think it's going to, but something can happen. Does it make you rethink and reevaluate if you invest in this Arkansas basketball program?
Maybe. We've all got a buddy that knows a guy who knows a guy who gave money to the NIL, and they've got some kind of access or knowledge about what's really going on with this basketball program. Who all's heard that story this last week at your barbershop or your Sunday school or your golf course or wherever? I have. You have. Big C has. I mean, you walk down the aisle at Walmart and somebody's got a story about, hey, I can tell you what's really going on because my buddy's giving, $100,000 to the NIL. People that give big bucks to the NIL, you talk about the ROI. Yeah, it's about winning. I get that. But it's also about access. A lot of this is just an ego play. Yeah, because, whether they have it or not, they get to play the big shot role in their circle. And a lot of that money that's given isn't directly tied to just wins and losses. It's about the treatment. It's about access. And I'm not suggesting all these guys have an inside pipeline. I don't think that's true either. But they get to play the role of
they
big shot.
They want to appear to.
They get to play the role of big shot.
So
that's why I think from the people I know that have given significant money, I think that's not the 100% element, but we'd be naive to think that's not a big element in why they donate the money they do. So, whether it's a donation to the foundation or NIL. Mm-hmm.
So with that access,
isn't always right, by the way.
Correct. Do you think they want it to continue after this year? Because sometimes, again, people get, after a certain thing doesn't go their way, pull back a little bit.
You give money for one of two reasons, I believe, in the NIL. It's still new, so that I could change my mind down the road. You give money because you have a relationship with that player, like in the case of now former Razorback, I suppose, Devo Davis. Is he what I don't even know how to label him, but that doesn't matter. If you're from Jacksonville,
on the IR?
I don't know. But if you're a Central Arkansas business, maybe you want to have a relationship with Devo because you watched him grow up, you watched him play at Jacksonville, perhaps, whatever. So you do it for the player if there's a tie. If not, you're doing it because you believe in the coach. I mean, you can talk about support of the program, but if you don't believe in that head coach, you probably don't give money. So in football, if you don't believe Sam Pippen's leading you in the right direction, you're probably not giving as much. But in basketball or baseball in particular, who doesn't believe in Dave Van Horn? Bueller? You know, no, it's a consensus, right? It's unanimous. So you would give money to baseball not because of the player, but because of the coach. I think Arkansas basketball's in that same boat. Fans love Muss. I think donors love Muss. So with the exception of someone that's got a tie to a player, you're probably giving money because you believe in Muss.
Andy, Mountain Home texts in that saying you're spot on when it came to your access and the money investment and side of things. When you use the term investment, and you heard it at the top of our open.
It's not an investment.
What?
Giving NIL is not an investment.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that.
Well, what's the definition of an investment? When you buy a car, is that an investment?
I think so, right?
No, an investment is something you put money into with the expectation of there being a return or an appreciation in value.
Well,
like when you buy a car, is your car worth more today or was it worth more when you bought it?
No, but the return on it is being able to go places, mm-hmm. being able to...
That's an expense. That's just the cost of doing business. When you give money to NIL, you're giving it because you have the enjoyment of access. You have the enjoyment of being a part of helping your team win. Those are your returns. But I pull up short of calling it an investment.
I would say that you can't win in today's college climate without NIL.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
And the investment is helping your team win said games because without it, Arkansas is for naught. So you're only looking at it from a monetary lens.
Probably.
I'm looking at it from, and you mentioned the car. Like I invested in my Toyota Camry.
No, it was four and a half. You spent money on your Toyota Camry.
Okay. But it was an investment. Like I put $11,000.
No, it was an expense.
But you're investing in this car to see a return in the future that you don't have to buy a car for several years down the road.
The word you need to use is necessity. Transportation's a necessity. NIL in today's college world is a necessity. There's a difference in a necessity and an investment. This is a necessity now in today's game. You cannot compete. Could you do this job in the market we live in? Now, if you lived in New York City, yeah, you could take public transportation. You could jump on the mm-hmm. subway. You wouldn't have to have a car. It's not a necessity if you live in New York or a big metropolitan area. Could you do this job, go to games, if you didn't have a car? All you had was a bicycle?
Could Uber.
Well, that'd get expensive in a hurry. Yeah. You know, it's a necessity. Necessity is the word because NIL and being able to compete is a necessity now in today's college game. It's not an investment. It's a necessity.
Still trying to wrap my mind around that.
An investment is something that goes up in value, that appreciates. Your home is an investment. A car is an expense or a necessity, I would call it. Just like NIL. There's no appreciation. There's no return on your investment. It's a necessity to operate in today's game. That's the unfortunate side of where we're at in the business model.
Hog Caller says, have you read that book, Tommy? Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
I only know the poor dad. I'm him.
You're on the McCarty Dino Hotline. Evidently, that is a book I need to read at this point. There's a lot of books I need to read. So is it... If
you just look at the pictures, don't you?
Yeah, I told Clay that about Hogs Illustrated growing up as a kid. He wasn't a big fan of that effect that I didn't
read. Well, the pictures are what made the magazine.
Yeah, I hope he's listening.
It's true. They had great photos.
So if you're Eric Musselman, let's just keep using that word. That's our buzzword this morning. Yeah. Do you invest more time trying to get Devo Davis back on the team, or do you sever?
I don't. See, here's the thing. We don't really know what's going on in that relationship. We are assuming things. We're guessing. I don't know what it's like between Muss and Devo. We only know from the outside world what's really going on. We only know what's, we're not in those private conversations. We're not in the practices. We're not trying to meet the demands of a demanding head coach. So I don't know how, is that relationship strained? Is there stuff in Devo's life? I mean, we're assuming some stuff that we think we're right on, but should Muss go and, as you say, invest time trying to draw him back into the program? I don't think you could risk having a player leave your program for a third time in his career. Now, you can call what happened last year coming out of Maui whatever you want. He stepped away. When you have to issue a release about a player's absence, that's not a good look. And you can't risk as a head coach having to do that a third time, in my opinion.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe you've said something before to me about, like, when you actually love someone like a woman, they drive you. There's no one on earth that drives you the craziest and puts you, like, to your limits more than the love of a good woman, right?
I would say your children. No, that your greatest heartaches and your greatest joys are your children.
Okay. So on that, we'll shift it to the children then. On that note, probably
fit this conversation better.
There are some parallels with coaching and children. I mean, we heard Moss call Devo his son to a certain point. Your own children drive you up the wall crazy more than almost anything, right? Mm-hmm. Is that fair to me to say? So sometimes you deal with something because you see the value or potential, or it's just the love of person. I mean, they've been attached to the hip, basically. I know Muss had a year before he got there, but if you remember correctly, Devo was initially committed to Oklahoma State, decommitted, and then signed with Arkansas. Him, Jalen, KK, and Moses all came in together. Moses, his family, a big part of that. But this has been a huge part of the success. Devo's, again, one of the few four-year players left in the SEC in college basketball that have stayed with the program all these years. Again, what you said is valid, where we don't know every backstory, but I would think, without knowing every bit of detail, I would think there's still some value in still trying to get him back on the roster.
Are you suggesting that Muss should go on bended knee and beg him back? What are you suggesting?
No, I'm suggesting that there's still, again, and we don't even know if a conversation has been had to this point, but I would suggest that there still should be try to pursue that said conversation if you can. And
to me it's just hard until you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And what the details are, then I don't know how you come to any conclusion of that nature. I wouldn't even know how to answer that question without a whole lot more facts. And we're not going, I mean, Muss isn't going to tell you how strained or maybe it's not strained at all. I'm going to guess there's some tension between the two.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think I'm on pretty solid footing guessing that.
So it's,
but I'm guessing.
It's Tuesday morning at 6:45 and I didn't think as of Saturday there was a conversation between the two, and I actually saw Christina Long put this out that he was at a Fayetteville Elementary School as of Friday. So he was in Northwest Arkansas as of Friday. Do you think a couple days later they've had talks since then, or do you still think that there have been no conversation?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would guess that, today, what's the talk? Is that a text conversation? Is that face-to-face? Is that a phone call? I would guess that somebody on that staff, may not be Muss, my guess is it probably wouldn't be, that there's been at least a text exchange. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know. I'm guessing.
I want to go back to, if you remember the Lane Kiffin thing, and I think it was a defensive tackle that cited mental health, and Lane Kiffin tried to get a hold of him, talk to him, set up meetings and whatnot, and the young man just refused to, and then he finally got him on the phone and ended up kicking him off the team. There is a side of, Eric Musselman can do all he can do trying to communicate. If Devo is unwilling to communicate, then that's on him regardless of what he's going through. Is that too harsh for me to come from that vantage point and perspective of, hey, if your head coach, your assistants, GAs, and everyone's trying to reach out to you and you just refuse? And again, this is purely speculation on my part.
Think about it from our terms. If Big C just decided the no-show one day, he just didn't come into work. We didn't know where he was at, but hey, Minutes before the show, we had to put out a tweet that says, Big C has stepped away from the morning rush. All right.
I'm sure.
But he comes in and says, hey, my mind wasn't right. You know, my dog wasn't doing well. My wife was on my hind end about something. We're all good. And we let him back in. And all right, Big C's back. And now, hey, we're just going business as usual.
Then
3 months later, Big C don't show up again. And he's mad because, you know, Ty keeps drinking his Coca-Colas out of the fridge. And Ty's sloughing all of his work off so he can go to another wedding. And, you know, Big C's just had enough. And he no shows again. You know, and he storms out. He cleans out his desk. And we don't know if he's going to be back. Are we going to let Big C come back in here again for a third time? And say, all right, well, my head's straight now. We going to do that? Or are we going to find somebody else we can trust?
I think that's a fair.
Because why? We have an obligation to everyone else we work with.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. To take care of them. So at some point, Eric Musselman, again, we don't know all the backstory. We don't know any of it. I mean, not that we know none of it. We know nothing as far as other than what's been publicly said. But at some point, the obligation has to be to the people that have at least a foot in the circle.
Yeah.
And some of them 2 feet in the circle. Eric Musselman has an obligation to the rest of the players on that team, his staff, the administration, everyone that has a stake in this.
That's a good point. It's not all about
his job is not to go woo back Devo Davis. I mean, that isn't job one. Job one right now is, by God, you better beat Missouri because this is the battle of two cellar dwellers in this league. And I'm going to tell you right now, based on what I saw with Missouri on Saturday and the way they played South Carolina close and the way they, if you just look at the scores, I think Missouri's the better team. I think Arkansas's got their hands full against the Tigers this week. And this is a game that I think you can't lose.
Those Tigers. It's Tigers week.
Well, yeah, you play LSU, but there's going to be a big difference in losing to LSU and Missouri. Yeah. You better go beat Missouri. That's the only thing you should be focused on.
Couple texts in here on the McClarty Dinner Hotline. Trevor from Rogers says, does Devo NIL income pause while he's away? Don't know the answer to that, Trevor. Brad and Fayetteville say he's a diva and you have to walk away from them. He's not even playing defense. Tyler saying,
we only got room for one diva around here.
Yeah.
I can't play. If Big C turns into a diva, I can't deal with both of you.
Yeah, yeah.
One of you's got
to
go.
Tyler from Mountain View saying you can't continue him to suit him up. It's bad for the team.
What message would it send to the rest of the team?
And that's
so if I brought Big C back for a third time after he's walked out, left us high and dry.
I mean,
what message am I sending if I allowed that to happen? What message would I be sending to everyone else in the organization?
It's going
to
keep happening.
If there weren't wildly known extenuating circumstances that everybody understood.
You should, Big C, you should test it. You should test it a few times and see what happens.
Don't listen to Ty, Big C.
I've seen something similar play out.
Well, I mean, you can't, but if you allowed that within your own organization, what would your respect level and what would your perception of leadership be?
That you'll just accept?
I think you're making a lot of good points. Jacob in Mansfield offering the idea of, can you suspend him and then allow him back?
No.
So you're...
But here, again, you're asking me all these things, and we don't know why he left. Is he gone from the team? I mean, all of this is guesswork, because we don't know the root of all of this. I'm just saying we know they had to release a statement last year in November that he had stepped away, and if I'm the leader, if I'm the head coach, like I am at this business, at this group of radio stations, the digital marketing firm here, I'm not sending them because I'm not really worried what the outside world thinks. I'm worried about what the rest of the team thinks because now you'd have a teammate you can't rely on.
Tyler in El Dorado said, why would you run off Big C when Ty's stealing his coat and going all the weddings at this point? Are you still, you've got your Stanley there. Do you put Coke Zero in that or is that water?
That's iced tea.
Iced tea. You're not drinking Cokes anymore, Christian. At one point, you were drinking like 2 Cokes a day. You're not drinking those anymore.
Yeah.
You get off of them?
It just depends. I don't strictly just have to drink Cokes, but if there's a Coke, I usually
it's
do.
It's there?
Yeah.
And I was telling you this the other day, Tommy. My roommate has now, he's getting 35 packs of Coke Zeros like every 2 weeks.
That's what he sounds like. Sam. That's a Sam's mission right there.
That is a Sam's mission.
Yeah, I wish they had a punch card or something. I get the 11th one free or something.
No. All right, let's talk to Alan and Alma real quick. Alan, you got about a minute, man. You had some thoughts on return on investment this morning.
Yeah, I think you need to go back to Fayetteville up there and take a few investment classes. Tommy's right about that. You know, your automobile's not an investment. Land, a house, something that you're going to, when you invest, you want to make money in the long run, not lose money. And like Tommy said, once you drive that car off the lot, you lost money right then and there. Yeah,
but you got to have it. It's a necessity.
Exactly right. But now, if you've got a house and a land, or let's say 10 acres of land or something, over time, that's going to go up in value because they ain't making no more land.
Well, Alan, Ty's got a lot to learn.
Yeah, it's a miracle I got out of Fayetteville with the degree. Alan, if we're being perfectly honest this morning.
Alan, what should Musk do here?
He shouldn't bring you back. You're right about that because, you know, it makes it look bad on the other teammate. Makes him look bad. And, you know, Coach Musk is investing his time in coaching these players, and by now he's losing, but eventually they'll turn it around and get it going again. It may be next year when they ain't none of these guys on the team again, and he comes with a whole new bunch, but that's how he invests his time investing in all the other coaches that coach these guys.
Alan, we appreciate the call this morning. We got Jimmy and Conway we'll get to as we start hour number two here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline on the Morning Rush. Plenty of calls, plenty of texts on this. It is harder to come to a conclusion on this matter without every piece of knowledge, but I think a lot of what Tommy says this morning, when you look at the rest of the basketball team, and again, we don't know the inner workings of everything personally that's going on with Devontae Davis, but just from the outside looking in, it is a lot more difficult to potentially let him on the team in this type of situation. But again, perfectly honest, perfectly blunt, we don't know everything that's going on, so really hard to come to a matter of fact, this is the way it is conclusion.
Suffering from aches and pains? The all-new Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattress eases your pressure points all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets at Tempur-Pedic.com. Select adjustable mattress sets only. Lesser savings may apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Saving money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
So before we get to our Pradco Pyramid of Power, Bruce, I know we don't have the full details of Devontae Davis, but the news was released about 10 minutes before the game on Saturday. Have you come to any sort of thoughts on what's kind of happened and transpired the last half a week or so?
No, I mean, I can remember back when I was sports editor at Southwest Times, you know, we had like the dorm incident. We had things where Razorbacks under Nolan would get suspended and miss games. And, you know, it all comes out in time. You know, we want to know things immediately as journalists and fans, but sometimes you just have to wait for things to play out. You know, I don't think we had radio shows like this in the late 80s, early 90s, at least as good as y'all's. So it's a different day where we want to know things immediately, but
not sooner.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody just needs to relax. Quoting your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, just relax a little bit. It'll be fine.
Generally, those that rush to have the information first are generally wrong. You know, anything we've read, I would take with heavy doses of salt and sodium right now, because I don't know that. I don't think we're anywhere near the, the full truth of what's going on, and it may never get to that
point. After we did not really get to any sort of ending to last year, what actually transpired and happened, I would guess that something similar is going to play out this year that we might not find out till several years down the road. Now, I could be wrong, but that's kind of how I think this plays out. Well, we'll have to wait and see again. That's the big news we've been discussing this morning. We've got plenty of responses, but for now, we're going to get into, as Tommy said earlier, the toughest to this date, Pradco Pyramid of Power.
Who are the best basketball teams in the SEC?
SEC! SEC!
Let's find out.
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
This is the Pradco Pyramid of Power.
Are you gonna walk out, Bruce, if Tennessee's not on top of this list?
No, they're on top of mine. Okay. I'm not worried about
that's
it.
That's the one that matters.
That's the one that matters. Okay.
Well, this was the hardest one because you got 1-6-1 team, a bunch of 5-2 teams, 1-5-1 team with Tennessee, and I don't know if it was a topsy-turvy Saturday in the SEC, but I just think there's a lot of parity near the top, and generally parity happens from like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in your standings. I think you've got a lot of parity 1 through 4, 1 through 5 at this point.
It's just called conference basketball. Yeah. I mean, look at Purdue, look at every team, UConn, it doesn't matter. When you play road games in your conference, you're going to lose some games.
But trying to look at these teams and separate 1 through 6, you could come up with a lot of different orders and make a good case. So let's start at the top. I think Tennessee, after what happened with Auburn losing twice last week, Kentucky losing their midweek game, I got Tennessee at number one. They were off midweek, had the advantage of that, then played Vanderbilt, beat them 75-62. Tennessee on top of the highest ranked team in the SEC. That doesn't really matter much to me, but at 15-4 and 5-1 in the league, I got Tennessee at the top of the Pradco Pyramid of Power.
Well, when you're ranked number five, it matters. When you're not ranked, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, in my evaluation here of this, I don't.
Well, Don Connect, and I didn't believe this stat. I actually fact-checked it, but he's the first SEC player since the 2009-2010 season to score 25 straight points, 25 points in 5 straight games. He's averaging 32 points in his last 5 games, so he's on a tear. We're going to find out what Tennessee's made of this week. They host South Carolina, and Arkansas fans saw how good South Carolina is, and then it's Rupp Arena. I'm going to be there Saturday, and I'll be that little speck of orange and all that blue. So.
I do love how when we did see each other in Tulsa, most of the arena is either in Razorback red or the Sooner type of red, and then I see you, just the only guy with orange in the arena. I was like, oh, there's Bruce.
All right, so here's where, I thought Tennessee at the top was probably the easiest of this. Auburn loses twice. Kentucky loses midweek, but Kentucky beats Arkansas on Saturday. I've got Kentucky number two right now. But to me, this was a hard separation, particularly when we hadn't gotten to Bama, South Carolina, and Ole Miss yet.
Well, even though Alabama got blown out by 20 at Tennessee, they did beat Auburn, run Bruce Pearl's undefeated start, and then they beat LSU. Two home games, but Mark Sears, he's a dog. He's averaging 20 a game, and he's legit. They're number two in my opinion.
You got Alabama, too.
I got Alabama.
Okay. SEC Player of the Week. And he's not – what's crazy about him, he's not that – he's like 6'8", 6'1". Yeah. But around the rim, he's got like vintage post moves that you see. He's very good at those up and unders and stuff. You can't guard him. And he's stout. He's physical, too.
Yeah. All right. Despite the fact that Auburn lost twice, I've got Auburn number three. You know, if you're looking at this and who you think will go the furthest in maybe the NCAA tournament, I still trust Auburn. I know it was a bad week. Starkville's a tough place to go win, and they lose at Mississippi State after losing in a rivalry game earlier in the week. Tough week for Auburn, but I think Auburn's still a high-quality team. I got them at number three.
Well, I mean, just based on the way South Carolina's been playing lately, and I know they're playing some home games, but they're 17-3, 5-2, blew out Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Blew out Arkansas. They had a home win against Missouri. It was a tough game. South Carolina's got a tougher road this week. Road trips to Tennessee and Georgia, but I had them number three.
All right, so I've got Alabama at number four. And you can make a case that Alabama should be number two, just like you said. I mean, you could really put these in a hat almost and draw out some of these teams. But Alabama, after beating LSU, Alabama's offense, 109 points against LSU. I mean, they're going to be a tough out. That Alabama-Kentucky game could be, that could be one of the old school Arkansas Kentucky games, 105, 104, something like that when they get together. Bama's got Georgia on Wednesday night at 5:30. I've got South Carolina at five, but they're certainly worthy of higher consideration. 17 wins already this year. I believe that's the most in them, and Ole Miss have the most wins on the season. At 5-2 in the league, I got South Carolina at five, and then I got Ole Miss at six. I think we probably have the same teams, just a different order.
Yeah, I got Kentucky at four. Just their offense was subpar at South Carolina, at Arkansas. I mean, they're road games, but they were almost 30 points below their average for the
they're
week.
So big on the front line now.
You know? I had Auburn number five, two losses, stopped the Bruce Pearl train. And then Ole Miss. Obviously, you saw them against Arkansas. Winning at Texas A&M was a big win for them. That's a tough place to play. So, like you said, they're 17-3, 4-3. They close out my top six.
So we just differ 2, 3, 4, and 5, but have the same teams in there. Yeah. I've got Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, Bama, South Carolina, Ole Miss. You got Tennessee, Alabama,
South Carolina, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss.
All right, so that's the top six order. All right, where do we got it right? Where do we got it wrong, Ty?
The only thing, Tommy, I would switch on yours is Bama for Auburn, just with that head-to-head. And I know Auburn had two tough road games this past week, but that would be the only thing. Tennessee's top dog. Kentucky, as good as they are offensively, I'm excited for that game on Saturday. I think that's going to be a fantastic game. You can't put Auburn behind Ole Miss because Auburn throttled them, not last weekend, but the weekend before, I think. So, yeah, they're really the only thing I would change was put Bama above Auburn at this point. But I
think Alabama may end up being the best team in this league when it's all said and done.
I am very impressed, though, with what Lamont Paris has done in Columbia after a disastrous season last year. I think that was more about getting C.G. Jackson to the league more than anything. And then Ole Miss and your Wonder Beard, that win that you mentioned, Bruce, on the road in College Station against Wade Taylor and Coleman and those guys at Texas A&M. I mean, that's not – I don't expect Arkansas to win that game later this year.
Alan Flanagan from Little Rock transferred from Auburn, averaging 15.6 a game, and he's playing ball this year.
He is that lefty. He's got that mid-range game that people like, and he can pull up on you at this point. He's been around the league, it seems like, a decade, and he just is always there, just in a different uniform this year.
What's going on with A&M?
They're getting beat. They're losing home games. I mean, I think they got a great guard in Wade Taylor. Coleman can ball, but maybe we underestimated them the last 2 years. Maybe we overestimated them this year.
That was a big win for Ole Miss to go to College Station and get that win.
Big win.
Big win for Ole Miss.
They just don't. Tommy, what was it? Do you have the final score, that final tally?
71-68.
Yeah, they just don't have a lot of offense outside. I mean, look at what happened in Fayetteville, for example. I mean, Taylor had to jack the ball, 30-something times to get...
Last shot he hit was unbelievable.
Yeah, and he's an incredible player, but like I like Boots Radford, but they just don't, outside of Coleman and Taylor, there's not guys that you're going to expect 10 to 20 any given night, and so they're having to basically get a lot of their points off offensive rebounds and whatnot when they're in. I think that's the difficulty for Buzz Williams. If Taylor's not on, or if he's the only guy that's on, then they're in trouble most nights.
Yeah, unless they get on a run, they're not going to the NCAA tournament.
And they have the tendency, like Arkansas, to start slow in non-conference and conference play and then go on those said runs like you're talking about. I think it was last year, 2 years ago, where they felt like they should have been in the NCAA tournament and were left out because they got to the SEC championship game. But I don't mind Texas A&M struggling, let me tell you that much. Yeah. No issue with that.
Florida and Georgia both playing well. Florida beat Georgia in overtime. That was a great basketball game. They get Kentucky tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Georgia gets Bama on Wednesday at 5:30. So those are, I think, for me, those are the next two teams outside of my top six.
I have Mississippi State, just, you know.
I got them the next one.
I got them at 7, Florida and Georgia next. Then A&M, LSU, Arkansas, and then
they get Ole Miss tonight at 7:30. Mississippi State does. So that'll be interesting.
That'll be a good game.
Despite the record, I got Missouri moving ahead of Arkansas near the bottom. Not that the bottom's where we're focusing, but the way they played, the margins of their losses, I think Arkansas is going to have a hard time going to Missouri and winning.
I'm just not spending a lot of brain matter on 12 and 13 and 14.
if your team was down there, you might a little
alphabetical
bit.
Alphabetical order, whether or not. Yeah. So I'm not worried about it.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Under Eric Musselman, we've been accustomed to Arkansas basketball playing fast, but that might not be the best thing that this team does. And listening to Muss on courtside with Eric Musselman, might see a little more slower tempo with this team.
Probably moving forward, we're going to have to slow the tempo down at times and control tempo and control half court sets. The amazing thing is that was one of our most fast break points against Kentucky, and we played a much more deliberate game. So we were way more effective even though we were playing slower.
So I looked it up this morning. Every year since Eric Musselman has been at Arkansas, they've been inside the top 50 in pace of play. This year, they are not that at all. And that's part of, and that's with the ideology of trying to push the tempo at points this year for a good chunk of it, even though he's been displeased in that area. Tommy, I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow night we saw a slower, methodical Arkansas offense, kind of like we saw at points of the Kentucky game, which to a certain extent I think hurt him in situations, but other times it helped him, as evidenced by Kentucky having their second lowest total of the season.
Can Mitchell come in, I mean, and build on what he had? I thought Makai Mitchell had, Chuck said, maybe his best game ever as a Razorback. He's seen them all. But I thought he was a difference maker against Kentucky. If you can build on that and he can become more consistent, it gives you some front line and some rebounding you haven't had consistently, particularly with Brazil, and who knows what, if and when he's going to return. You need a player like Mitchell to step up and get your rebounds.
Mm-hmm. Switching things up to baseball, Arkansas baseball had their final scrimmage yesterday. One of the guys you're excited to see back in a Razorback uniform is Peyton Stovall. Here's Peyton talking with Hogbeat yesterday about this upcoming season, just being able to return and coming back.
Just continuing to try to get back and seeing as much live pitching as I can before the season starts, and that's a big thing for me, still trying to get that
comfortable feeling back in the box. And, it's going to take some time, but, man, it's been awesome, and I'm just super grateful to be able to be back out here.
So I know there's a lot of new faces on this baseball team, and I know people are just trying to get acclimated and figure out who guys are. He's going to be in the infield like he's been the last few years, and then there's other guys that you'll have to figure out starting in February at this point. It's crazy that baseball season is almost upon us. I thought Chuck made a good point yesterday. It's like when they get back in January, it's pretty much like, let's go, because the season's just around the corner at that point.
They do have the indoor, but there's only so much you can do in there. I mean, you can pitch, you can work on infield and stuff, but it is an indoor facility that, it's not a full field. But you hadn't had good weather. And I think the greater point that was made yesterday is, hey, most of your preseason work is done in the fall, and the fall World Series and all that work they put in there is probably more critical to getting ready for the season than what happens, over the last week and the next week or two.
Yep. That's going to do it for your Hog Update this morning. It is brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
I've been itching to tell this story all morning. I was impressed with you and Bruce's knowledge of where Sharp County was, because I had no idea. It's like Evening Shade, Wilford, Highland, Sydney, and Ash Flat type of area, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to look that up. I'm not going to tell you that I knew that off the top of my head. But listen to this story from Fox News. Arkansas squatters stake claim on land, say it belongs to them since they are part of an exclusive group called the Moorish National Republic, which apparently this group refuses to obey U.S. laws. The police said that they provided law enforcement with false legal documents claiming the ground was sovereign property, and then they could not be forced to leave. Basically, what they did, Tommy, is they got in their RV, got on someone else's property, built a permanent structure, dug a septic line, installed solar panels, and then began storing amounts of water and just squatted as of last August. And they got eviction notices and various other things, and they just refused to leave their setup at this point. So imagine if
someone's land. They were set up on someone's land.
Yes.
How do they dig a septic tank? I guess if you have enough land, you don't see every piece. I mean, when it's hundreds of acres, you could find a corner there that no one's looking at.
Yeah, think about if someone tried to do that in the Yellowstone, if John Dutton saw someone trying to squat.
Well, I'm sure they didn't have a permit for that septic tank. I'm sure they didn't get a perk test done. So, I would imagine the state might have something to say about that. The AEDQ.
That's your department, not mine. But just imagine if someone in your backyard, and it's a little different because you could see out your backyard every day, but imagine just an RV pulled in through your fence in your backyard and then just parked and then started doing all these things at this point. And they said that this land they're squatting, this is rightfully theirs.
Well, I would say, I think in most Arkansas households, you would remind them quickly that my property is insured by the firm of Smith and Wesson. So, that would probably, in most cases, if that happened, that would drive you right out, is the old Smith & Wesson insurance policy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It didn't really elaborate on the owners of this property, Tommy, or what they did. But the police, again, the Sharp County Sheriff, had to get involved. And this has happened since August of 2023. They had some other...
But this has went on for 6 months, basically?
Sounds like it. And they had some other fraud stuff. Apparently the FBI and
sound
some
like
other people.
Upstanding people.
Yeah. But again, Sharp.
Texas or Texas A&M fans?
A&M fans.
We're guessing?
I'm gonna say A&M fans at this point. But that is what's going on for
you. Sounds like some LSU fans.
I know. I know people listening right now want to know what's going on in Sharp County, Arkansas. Now you know. There's squatters that have been kicked off someone else's property for trying to declare that it's...
I'm telling you, that is... great people up there, but I can't imagine that probably wasn't met with some strong reason. I'm surprised. I'm gonna tell you, local justice, just taking justice into your own hands. I'm surprised didn't prevail there.
More than like, this is a text from Ben and Little Rock. More than likely, it's land owned by someone who didn't live in Arkansas and occasionally visit the land at which time they were found. For someone that again has land and it's not there that often, then that would be something that would make sense from that perspective.
Yeah, well, again, old Smith and Wesson's usually how you get people
out of where the sheriff won't get it done in 6 months. I know some old boys that can get it done for you. So sounds like a good way to end up on the wrong side of a bulldozer blade or tractor, tractor front end loader.
Hawk,
or something.
Speaking of bulldozer, Hawk Caller is suggesting you take the bulldozer to the camper. So absolutely. If you have a bulldozer on the property, you just
absolutely
run it over at that point.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
All right, we got a few calls and texts still to get to on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. Tom Murphy joins us momentarily, but for now, it's time for our Lindsay & Associates Pro Hog Update.
This is the Lindsay & Associates Pro Hog Update.
Intercepted! Drew Sanders is everywhere!
Whether you're listing, selling, or leasing, Lindsay & Associates can handle all your real estate needs. Go to Lindsay.com to search all the current real estate inventory. At Lindsay & Associates, we bring great neighbors together.
Caught and getting into the end zone, Hunter Henry for the touchdown.
All right, you had some Razorbacks on display in the NFC Championship game. Also, some basketball guys that stood out the last couple days. Christian, what you got for us this morning, buddy?
Yeah, we had some Hogs playing under the bright lights in the NFC Championship on Sunday. Frank Ragnow, Dan Skipper, and the Lions blew a 24-7 lead to Dre Greenlaw and Brandon Allen's 49ers on Sunday. San Francisco scored 27 unanswered points in the second half before the Lions would even score again. The Lions tried an onside kick with about a minute to go, but was unsuccessful. They lost 34-31.
Yeah, you had a good rushing attack for Detroit in the first half, which Ragnow, if you watch those plays, was a big part of getting Jahmyr Gibbs and those guys in open space. Had a great block on Jameson Williams' opening touchdown, but just not the same impact overall in the second half for that entire offensive line.
In the NBA, we had 8 pro Hogs play last night.
Wow.
They combined for 80 points. Top performers, Anthony Black.
Well, I believe that's 10 apiece.
Yeah, right. Anthony Black, he had a 20-point game, shot 4 of 4 from 3. Daniel Gafford, 16 points, 13 rebounds. And Patrick Beverly had 14 points and 5 assists.
AB playing near his hometown last night in Dallas, Texas, against the Dallas Mavericks. He's been awesome for the Orlando Magic. I know that was probably an emotional moment, emotional game for him. And they really like him in Orlando. They love Bobby Portis from Milwaukee. And AB is becoming a fan favorite for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, he gave my Mavericks all they wanted last night. They were able to squeak out a 2-point win, though, over the Magic. Now, nobody else scored in double digits, but Ricky Council, he had a nice dunk for the 76ers against Portland last night. He had 8 points. Patrick Beverly got him one as well, but he's really not known for his dunking ability quite like Council is.
I always pay attention to how teammates react on the sidelines with young players. And if you watch the Philadelphia 76ers, anytime Ricky makes a play, they are overly enthusiastic. So he seems to be fitting in well with that franchise, and hopefully he gets more run moving forward with Philly. He's got the athleticism, he's got the height and length at 6'6", and hopefully he continues to have success early on in his NBA career at this point. All right, that is our Lindsay and Associates Prologue Update, brought to you by Lindsay and Associates.
Lindsay and Associates, celebrating their 50th year in the real estate business. They're the leading real estate company in Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're listing, selling, or leasing, Lindsay and Associates can handle all of your real estate needs. They have over 200 professionally trained agents, 3 convenient locations. They're in Fayetteville, Rogers, and in Bentonville. So that makes Lindsay & Associates the winning choice. Go to Lindsay.com to search all the current real estate inventory. At Lindsay & Associates, we bring great neighbors together.
Ryan's in Hot Springs this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. He's got some thoughts on squatters. Ryan, welcome into the program.
I mean, that's just purity communism. I mean, you're basically just going there stealing somebody's land. And the crazy part to me is I get why y'all are making the jokes y'all are making is, you know, if you legally try to have these guys removed, and it's even more, my understanding is even worse if you do not have a dwelling there, too, because of, air quotes, squatter's rights. But to me, that is insane.
Isn't there's
they have rights?
There's a certain rights. Number of years. Hold on.
What rights?
Squatters. So let's look at
it. It's a legal, you know, legal mumbo jumbo, but I'm just telling you, it's awful. It's the worst kind of infestation.
I'm just telling you, there's places in this state I wouldn't dare try something like that.
This is on, I don't know if doorloop.com is a credible website, but squatters can stay on a property without committing a crime until issued with a notice to quit. They have the right to dispute any eviction attempt. Adverse possession claims to gain legal ownership are permitted after 7 or 15 years, depending on the circumstances. In order to gain the right to claim adverse possession, squatters must pay property taxes as well as follow the 5 golden rules of squatting in the USA.
So whenever I bought my house, there was a lady that was buying it for the people that I was trading it in on, and she was actually was supposed to buy the house that I was trading in on to put on some property somewhere outside of Hot Springs to actually start the removal process of squatters. And to do so, she had to have a dwelling on that property.
It's just crazy. That's crazy. All right, Ryan, thanks for the call.
If you stay at a certain place, a property, without getting evicted, and you're there for, in certain cases, 7+ years, that property,
like common law marriage or something.
I remember learning about this in high school or college, and I still at that point thought it was a myth. I thought it was a joke. And evidently, according to Ryan and some of the stuff I'm reading, it is very much not that. All right, real quick, Dixie Lynn's in Hot Springs before we get to Tom. Dixie Lynn, do you have thoughts on squatters, or what are your thoughts this morning?
Squatters' rights. Yeah, they ain't got no rights to come on my land. And I tell you what, I own some rental properties, and I keep the water in my name, and you can squat, but you ain't going to have no water, because I'll go down there and turn it off, and I'll tell the water company I'll turn it back on. But I want y'all to know I am Team Devo all the way. I don't know what's going on, but we all know what's wrong with the team. I think he's like to play potential and not play producers, and it's time to play the producers, and then big men need to step up since he ain't going to go out and recruit a big center, you know, because I got spoiled watching Corliss Williamson and the Big O and, you know, Joe Klein and all them. I guess I expect too much out of them, you know.
Yeah, that was only 30 years ago.
Yeah, that was only...
Yeah, well, I'm old. I'm older than dirt. I'm an original granny of the SEC.
Gotcha. Joe Klein was my childhood hero, so I understand what you're saying.
That's only probably the three top big men over the course of Arkansas basketball history. Well, you just
Big O up. Probably was... Was Corliss really the... I know he played bigger than his friend, but, Big O and Joe Klein were true five.
That's what and people.
Corliss wasn't a true five. He played like a five, but he wasn't a five.
Because wasn't Corliss like 6'6", 6'7"? I think he was. I think that was all he was. Yeah. If I remember, I don't know where he's listed at. But yeah. By the way, my lawyer friend said adverse possession takes 10 years. So.
Good luck with that.
We're learning. But like you said, I would not, if I was someone contemplating that, I would not.
There's certain places in Arkansas I wouldn't try that.
Yeah. So would you say Newton? Now, is Newton County? Harrison Marshall?
South of Harrison. Okay. Near Marshall. All right. Going that way. Now towards Searcy County.
Now I know not to try
Jasper. Okay. Think Jasper. Would you want to go outside of Jasper and try some of this? Uh-uh.
It never even entered my
mind. Searcy County? Newton County? Just telling you, they'd mail your remains back to your family in a box. That'd be the end of it.
Jody and Harrison texted in. He's had to deal with this personally, apparently. They have more rights than you think. Mike and Van Buren, as far as the squatters have septic tanks and they're on at least 10 acres, it might be hard. And then you made a good point earlier. It's like if it's land that you don't live on and that you're not checking every day or every week or whatever.
Absentee owners.
It might be... It's probably easier to do that.
Yeah.
We're probably giving people a heads up that they're interested.
Well, you need a caretaker.
Sounds like it. All right, let's talk to our friend Tom Murphy now on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Tom, I'm assuming you've never had to deal with squatters at any point of living in your residence in Fayetteville, have you?
I have not, and you assume correctly there, and I also have no idea what I got parachuted into, so I'm going to try to be flexible here.
All right, be as malleable as possible. Let's get into your wheelhouse then, talk Arkansas basketball. I know, again, it's kind of weird. Maybe played their best defensive game of the season, still lost to a really good Kentucky team. You get Missouri tomorrow night, zero conference wins. What would you say your biggest takeaway was in Saturday's six-point loss?
Yeah, but you have a 10-point lead, and then just the turnovers played a big role in. When Kentucky was so cold, when a team shoots one for 16, and you have to have a bigger than 10-point lead at that point, and they didn't. And then when Kentucky shots finally started to fall, Arkansas had another little bit of run of turnovers too. It just seems like a little bit tentative in their half-court sets. That they put a lot of focus in playing better defense and rebounding, and they've improved in those areas. And now the half-court offense is where, they were a little bit more connected than in some recent games, but they've got a ways to go, in my opinion.
So, Tom, on the subject of turnovers, I know L. Ellis accounted for four or five of them. Do you think Blocker or Minifield get the start tomorrow night, or do you think he continues to roll with the veteran point guard in L. Ellis?
Trying to predict, Bob talks about this on a game-to-game basis, trying to predict the starting five is a futile effort many times. It could be those, and so now Minifield is a guy who didn't play at all. Was he too, his frame too small? Kentucky's big guards were a problem? I don't know. So whatever the combination, Blocker has a ways to go. He's a little bit, I love his athleticism and his game, but he's a little bit erratic with the ball sometimes. And, of course, I guess you could apply that to a lot of their guards. But I don't know where the minutes will come from at the guard position in this game. It's a game-to-game basis, right?
Yep. Tom Murphy with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. What is your investigative skills turned up when it comes to Devo? Has he played his last dribble? Will he be back? What's the inside story here on Devo Davis?
Well, I'm sure you guys have heard many things like I have. And I will tell you this. I think Arkansas fans should acknowledge and appreciate the things he's done for the program. I mean, these are iconic moments, the win over Kansas, his role in that game, and, the Auburn deal, the home win with the court storming and all that. I will say this, the modern game is so different than what, Tommy, your generation, mine a little bit older, Ty's, yours younger. It's different than any of ours. And the way, you know, people communicate, the way, you know, what locker room intrigue may be happening, it's just different. And I think Musk, to his credit, I think he understands that he can be tough on people. And I also think because of that, he's willing to give more leeway. And so you haven't seen any hard, fast, just like it was last year when they came back from Maui, there wasn't any hard, fast decisions. They kind of let, you know, people's, you know, emotions calm down a little bit. And so I credit Musk for not drawing, you know, lines in the sand as we know it publicly. And so it seems like it's trending that he may not be back, and he would not address the question on whether the door is open for Devo to return. So I really don't know. It seems like it's trending toward he may not return, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah. So moving forward, and I want to write off the remaining 11 or 12, I guess 12 games now with an SEC tournament appearance, but do you build for the future? If you're in Musk's shoes, 10-10, 1-6 in league play, is your approach to build around the guys that you would like to have as your foundation for next year? Is it still trying to revive this season that some still believe could make a tournament run somehow? How are you managing the balance of the games left on the schedule?
Yeah, that's a great question. And here's the thing. I think when you're at a program, a major Division I program like Arkansas, you're always thinking about what the future will hold. Now, what does that mean in terms of playing time for certain individuals? Maybe that applies, but it basically means I still believe, though, you're trying to win each game on a game-to-game basis. You don't sacrifice a game because you're going to say, well, this guy's going to give me more minutes next year. You're trying to win each game on an individual basis, and if it means that a Layden Blocker, Joseph Pinion play more or anything like that along the line, well, then so be it. But they're not going to try. They're not going to sacrifice a game to get to that point. And what does next year's roster look like in today's NIL? There is no telling who all will be back, who all of the transfer guys who still have eligibility will remain on the roster. That's one of the unsettling aspects for people who have been around it as long as we have, that you don't know. And NIL and all that play such a huge role that sometimes it can be a little frustrating, but it's the modern game, and, you know, we just have to deal with it.
Tom Murphy with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, Whole Hog Sports, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tom, do you think Musk is contemplating the idea of potentially moving on next year?
You know, he hasn't been asked that, and I can't get into his head, but I have seen, as you guys probably have, a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, the NIL came into play in football for certain, and there's talk that, you know, where is the NIL in basketball? Does it need to be better? And maybe it does. And so I do believe Musk and Danielle and the family, I believe they're happy in Arkansas. And so if there's any movement after the year, it will come after a long and hard thought. But I don't know, if you're in his position, you could build something in Arkansas that, you know, that hasn't been done since the Nolan Richardson era, and keep that tradition of going to the tournament most years and things like that, versus what? I don't know what could be on the other side. So long answer to your question, I'm not sure. But it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, and we're about out of time, but I'm starting to look at this season much like the 2016 baseball season. Someone brought that up earlier. You know, David went to the College World Series, went 0-2 in 15, but then came back. The one and only season he didn't make the tournament was 16. Nobody had a thought of, hey, maybe the program's not on solid footing. Maybe it needs a new direction. Nobody said that. It was a one-off. It's proven to be a one-off, and they've moved forward for, you know, 8 more years in the right direction. I think, and look at the changes that came out of that, Tom, that spurned, 3 more College World Series runs? So, I mean, sometimes tough times create great change.
I'm with you, Tommy. That was a topic in the press box yesterday at the baseball scrimmage, that look what 2016 did. It fueled something. And I don't think there's any doubt that it fueled what we've seen since.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.